Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There's been lots of concerns about Wachovia this week. Not good news for them. And whatever ills are affecting the country, the mortgage crisis for one, somehow it always seems to be that much worse in Florida. Investigative reporter Jack Dolan and two other reporters have discovered that in the midst of all of this subprime mortgage housing and other issues related to that market, that struggling market, they discovered that thousands of convicted felons walked right out of prison and into the housing market. What? As mortgage brokers and loan officers over the last 7 years, scamming Floridians out of millions of dollars. Jack Dolan joins us now. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, how are you doing?
Is this for real?
Yeah, sadly it is. It turns out that, you know, the Florida mortgage industry regulators, they do perform a criminal background check, you know, when you apply to get a license to become a mortgage broker. The statute that they use, they say it's discretionary. So even when they find out that you, say, robbed a bank or just walked out of federal prison for cocaine trafficking, they don't prevent you from getting a license. They just sort of note it in your record.
So it's actually in the record?
In a lot of cases it is. But one of the things we found was that they check, you know, essentially the Florida State Police's database, but they don't check or have not been checking for years federal crimes. So were convicted in federal court, which is where a lot of, you know, serious white-collar crime and drug cases get prosecuted, they don't know.
So you hear all the time, bad credit, no problem. In this particular case, it's a federal felony, no problem. You can be a loan officer. What does this mean for consumers? I mean, if you were facing a loan officer who had a federal conviction, what kind of different treatment would you get based on your investigation?
Well, what we found was a lot of these guys, there's a particularly mean-spirited crime that happened a lot down here. What they would do is go into poor neighborhoods and say, look, your house is sort of falling down. Maybe you've had hurricane damage. We will get you a loan. Nobody else can. We will. We'll manage it. And we'll use the loan proceeds to fix up your house. When in fact what they did was they lied on the loan application to make these, you know, poor, often disabled people look like they had jobs and that they were young, get big loans and then steal the money.
So it's straight fraud.
Absolutely.
And was this done on an individual basis? Did individual convicted criminals come up with this idea, or were there rings of people who were targeting just those most vulnerable to these scams?
Oh, there were definitely rings. We highlighted a case of one guy who walked out of federal prison, actually disclosed on his application that he had been convicted of cocaine possession, sent a letter from his mom as a recommendation. And, you know, he was actually put on a kind of probation, but he was allowed to choose his own probation officer. So he chose a guy he met in federal prison. And he went to work for one fella in Tampa. He and the guy he met in prison went to work for one fella in Tampa who was doing this scam. Then they branched out on their own and started a whole string of companies on the west coast of Florida to do the same thing. And they eventually, you know, a whole group of these guys pled guilty to racketeering charges. But the
parole program itself enabled the entire scam.
Oh, it's a spectacular, spectacular breakdown.
And it's like straight out of a Carl Hiaasen book.
Straight
I
out.
Know. I sit next to Carl's son in the newsroom, and we were just, you know, laughing darkly about the whole, about the parallels.
Or Leonard, even. So essentially, are we talking about a colossal failure on several levels? On the regulators who regulate mortgages and that manner of business, and then on the second hand is the criminal justice system in the state of Florida not monitoring what these men and women were up to?
Well, you know, I can't speak to what the criminal justice system did, but the regulators, it all does sort of circle back to them, because one of the things they also failed to do is every 2 years, you know, you have to renew your mortgage broker's license. And a lot of states around the country, New York is one of them, they rerun your background check when you renew. And we found, you know, countless cases where, say, somebody comes in with a relatively clean record, but we had a guy who pled guilty to a racketeering case. He had a boiler room, and he sold $12 million in stock in a company that doesn't exist to elderly Floridians. On the day, or 5 days before he went to federal prison for that, he got a note from the mortgage regulator saying, you know, boy, it would actually be a crime if you failed to renew your license and continued to work. So he paid him. They renewed his license. He went to federal prison, and then he renewed his license again from federal prison.
Jack, I can't almost believe what you're saying. And not only can I not believe the individual instances, but the real problem here seems that it went on for years. They are not isolated incidents. How did all of everything you've just described manage to escape anyone in any position of power and oversight for 7 years?
Well, when I was interviewing the number two in charge of the regulatory agency last week, he told me essentially that he has spent his life regulating banks, and he goes to meetings with people in silk suits, and that this particular end of the industry is guys in polyester suits, and that they just hadn't been paying that much attention.
Yeah, nobody wears polyester suits down in Florida, that's for sure. Really hard to find those guys. I guess, you know, this is really a part of a pattern in South Florida and broadly in the United States of an entire industry asleep at the switch in a time where money was really easy and credit was just extremely available and everybody was looking the other way. What's been the impact on real estate prices in South Florida just from this particular scandal? Any way to judge?
Probably impossible to judge yet. We were of the thousands of people we found who had criminal records. We found, you know, a couple dozen of them who have gone on to so far plead guilty to $85 million worth of mortgage fraud.
And that's just several dozen out of thousands. How many people would you consider victims in this?
Well, we were able to, you know, isolate and interview dozens. There were 30 in that case out of Tampa alone.
Wow.
So, you know, there are a lot of people who are suffering very badly.
And federal lawmakers are now asking question, what's the next step here as this onion, the peels, just seem to come off one at a time? What's next?
Well, there is federal legislation pending. The Big Housing Rescue Bill includes a provision that would ban felons from having broker's licenses for at least 7 years. It would also close the gap we wrote about on Monday that you know, you can even sell mortgages in Florida with no licensing at all, no background check, if you simply work for somebody else and are called a loan originator. So if that federal legislation passed, that would be a big step.
You know, Jack, I've got a personal question for you here.
Sure.
I mean, you're a journalist. I mean, you know, I think you're a pretty responsible guy, and you've certainly done a bang-up job on this story. But in any of your investigating, did you think, you know, maybe I should get out of journalism? I'm in the wrong business here.
Constantly. We kept looking at each other and saying, we are such, you know, schmendricks.
Yeah, but Jack, you're also free. Jack Dolan, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Jack Dolan, investigative reporter from the Miami Herald,
story.
With a major expose on convicted prisoners becoming part of the mortgage banking world.
If you've got a subprime scam story, you can reach us at mytakeitthetakeaway.org. You can sign up for our weekly email newsletter, and it's all at www.thetakeaway.org.
If you missed anything on today's program, you can catch up on iTunes and Friend Feed. Do you know what Friend Feed
is? I think that's the takeaway for today.
Friend Feed?
We looked at each other and said, we're just a couple of schmendricks. That's the takeaway line. We looked at each other and said, we're schmendricks. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adoree Doji.